Giant Radio, original podcast.
We all want to be the best parents in this world, but throughout this act of parenting, we seek that advice how to raise a kid who's super confident, kind, and successful. That's when we look up to expert advice. And these days, who gives a better advice than a been there, done that mother? This is Manika, and welcome to this podcast series, Chiming with Super Mom Bloggers, where we talk to those super moms who took up to blogging in their maternity sabbatical and took it to another level. And in this episode, we have Anupriya Chaudhary of Mommy Tincture. Anupriya, welcome to Chimes Radio.
Hello. It is a pleasure to be a part of your show today, and I'm really excited about the kind of things that we are going to talk about and the things that I want to share with your audience here.
It is our pleasure to have you here, Anupriya. Anupriya is not only a very famous blogger, but she's also a budding author. Anupriya, tell us about your journey of how did blogging begin for you?
Towards the end of 2015, I was expecting my second child. And at the same time, I was trying my hands at writing fan fictions. I happened to share one of my fan fictions with my boss, who was also treading fast towards becoming one of the top photography and food bloggers in West Bengal, in Calcutta. And he was like, you have a knack with words. Why don't you start a mommy blog? And that was all the motivation that I needed to start the blog, because I knew that I was going to be a professional sabbatical after I had my second child. So it would be a nice way to keep myself busy, have my brain cells running. So Mommy Tincture it was. It came into conception like that.
Amazing. Aksar aisa hota hai na ki achhi cheeze start karne se pehle zyada planning nahi ki jati. So maybe that's what happened with Mommy Tincture here. Right. Moving forward, Anupriya, since you've been blogging for years, and who doesn't remember their own childhood? So please tell us, what difference do you find between the childhood that we have lived and the ones that our children are living?
It's a very obvious one, but a very difficult one to explain. So if I were to recall my childhood revolved around my school, my teachers, my friends in class. And then there were my parents, the relatives who lived close by, and the neighborhood. So I had friends in the neighborhood. It was compulsory that we played around 2 to 3 hours in the evening. And our joys came from the street hawkers. So the ice cream wala would come, the puchka wala or the gol gappe wala would come. So these were the little joys of life that we enjoyed. But now, if I look at my kids, one thing is for sure that they have to deal with overexposure. So there is this pressure of extra classes. There is this pressure of peer pressure, I would say, of owning certain type of toys, going to certain kind of activities, then extravagant birthday parties, return gifts, play dates, etc., etc.
Play dates, and yes, how much is an availability with them of things that we never had back then?
And they have so much exposure now because media is available on every instrument. In our times, it was the television, which did not have cable then. It came around when I was 10, 12 years old, and the radio, the Vivid Bharati, I would say. But now you have radio, you have mobile phones. This is like www on your palms. There is, every child knows how to operate a laptop. There is television, and the content is not monitored at all. So somehow we have lost track on the content that our kids are getting exposed to, unless we are very conscious about it. Unconsciously, the kids are getting exposed to things beyond their age. And yes, they are becoming, the positive side of this is that they are becoming a very understanding and very insightful before their age, I would say. It's a good thing and it is a bad thing both.
So pros and cons of one thing, sikke ke do pehlu, where there's a lot of screen time for children, which certainly is not good. There is also gaining of knowledge, but that knowledge certainly has to be guided. And the guiding force in children's life are, of course, their parents. Modern day parents have the entire internet at their disposal and the technology is with them. Now that we are talking about technology, Anupriya, in the current scenario, that is the COVID-19 lockdown, how do you think have online classes changed the teaching pattern, and what has been the impact on parents and children in terms of the sudden change? Good or bad? What's your opinion?
The good part definitely is that we have been able to use technology to share the load of learning. Because for a prolonged time, the kids have been locked down at home. And we don't know when they can be back to school, given the current circumstances. So, because online technology and platforms are available, load of learning has been shared, you know, is now being shared between the parents and the teachers. So earlier, yes, parents were interested in what the kids were learning, but the actual learning was all happening at school by trained teachers. I am, whatever and as much ever educated I might be, but I am not trained to teach a 6-year-old or a 4-year-old, which is a challenge for me sometimes, because if I have to introduce a new concept, I tend to be reluctant that I should not be jumping bridges and I should not be intimidating the child, which the teachers are trained to do properly. So because we have technology and we have internet, I think it's been a good thing that, again, I have been able to, you know, again, rely on the teachers to bring in the concepts as and when and however required. And the child has been able to learn. So the learning process hasn't stopped. And of course, there is then this experience where I can say that they've been exposed to online learning so quickly in life that maybe, you know, when they grow up, when the kids grow up, their working styles could be different. So maybe in future I could see that this generation will be able to manage to work from home forever, maybe. So we don't know.
Oh yes, why not? That certainly can be a possibility, because children are best in adapting themselves to various circumstances. Children, as they are flexible, it is easier for them to adapt. But for parents, as the child grows and develops, the kind of challenges keep changing with the age of the child. And rightly so, experts maintain that there is no right way of raising a child. Anupriya, we see that the kids are not going to school. They don't have company of their friends. Obviously, they are feeling bored at home. So what do you suggest can parents do to keep the children occupied with various activities like arts and crafts and other things?
So I am of a very unpopular opinion on this front that, you know, the online classes as it is are taking a toll on the kids. And then the parents are also dealing with a lot, you know, the home chores, domestic help isn't there. The home chores are there. A lot of parents are working from home. So to say that, you know, once the online classes are over, now get the kid engaged with art and craft activities or some other online classes would be too much of a demand on both the child and the parents. I am rather of the opinion that, you know, let the child complete the curriculum work, and if you have the time, or rather make sure that you spend at least half an hour or 1 hour of quality time doing whatever you want to do. So it could be art and craft, it could be drawing, painting, it could be singing, dancing, going for a walk on your own terrace, just talking, chit-chatting, sharing a game of Ludo, I would say, anything. Spend that quality time and then encourage your kids to be busy on their own. So in that process, if the child finds joy in drawing, let them draw when they're on their own. Or if they are, you know, more than one siblings, then if they find joy in playing with each other, then I think that's very important that, you know, we give them that freedom to have free play, and that will boost their creativity like nothing else. So yes, keeping kids busy, I think 4 to 5 hours are already going into school and homework and etc. everything. Spend an hour of quality time with them. And then I would say that let the kids be, let them enjoy, encourage them to engage in free play.
Wow, exactly. Let kids be. This is what we at Chimes Radio also feel, say, and encourage. Now, talking about motherhood, it is going to be a different day every day. It is going to be a different experience every day. Such are the joys of motherhood. Anupriya, like motherhood gives you a new experience every day, I'm sure your journey of blogging would have been a real excitement for you. So tell us something about any memorable thing after you started blogging.
My journey of blogging for last 4 years has been an extremely memorable one, I would say. The first memory that I think brought so much joy to me was when I had my first collaboration. So this was a baby products brand and they approached me. It had been just 3 months while I had started blogging and they were like, we want you to write a product review for our product and we will send you the product and we will pay you for that. And I was like, wow, I mean, somebody will pay me for writing? And that was a revelation for me. And that was just the beginning. And then I have gone on to work with at least 2 dozen of brands.
Wow, that's really impressive. 2 dozen of brands. And then, Anupriya, something happened that you became an author. So how did that happen?
That's a separate story. I recall participating in the A to Z challenge in the year 2018. So there is this challenge that happens every April and thousands of bloggers across the globe participate in this challenge wherein you have to write 26 blog posts around a theme. So starting from A, you take that theme up to Z and I chose to write about parenting experiences from different characters around my life, my own self. So it was, I can say it was a semi-biographical series of blog posts. And I chose to write about, you know, how my parents chose to look at us as their kids, how they brought us up, what are the challenges they faced, what are the challenges that I am facing as a mother of two, a toddler and a newborn, what are the challenges my sister and her husband, they have been facing while deciding whether they want to become parents or not. And any new couple for that matter, you know, what are the dilemmas they face? Stories which talked about emotions which involved affection, jealousy, insecurity, romance between the couple once they become parents. And these blog posts were then compiled into an ebook. And this was published on a ebook carnival platform and I was ecstatic. I had become an author. After that, I've gone on to write 2 other books and 2 more books are in the pipeline to be released next month. But I think that would always remain the most cherished time of my life when I was working on that book.
Of course, that's true. You always cherish the time that you spend doing something you love the most. So I'm glad about your journey from a professional to a mother to a mom blogger and then to finally an author. That's truly splendid. Now, talking further, Anupriya, as you've seen from the past week that we have been in touch with you, Chimes Radio provides no screen infotainment to children. How important do you think this is, considering the screen time that has suddenly exceeded for children due to their online classes?
Well, I have gone through the content on Chimes Radio and I feel that you've been very mindful about bringing in entertainment and learning and knowledge gaining for the kids and also for the parents. And obviously, it's better than watching television or watching any kind of screen entertainment because that's obviously going to affect the kid adversely in a lot of ways. So, yes, I think I'm all for Chimes Radio and the audio content that you've been working on. And I would expect and I would love to listen from you more and want to hear from you more. I think I'm going to put my kids on Chimes Radio more regularly now.
That will be really wonderful, and we would love to have your kids and you as a regular listener of our radio, and I really hope that they enjoy their time listening to us. Thank you so much, Anupriya. Thank you for talking to us. It was such an insightful discussion with you, and I'm sure our listeners would have thoroughly enjoyed this chat.
Well, I am also glad that I got this opportunity, and I hope that your listeners have some insights about parenting and parenting trends after this talk.
Wonderful. Thank you. So this was Anupriya Chaudhary of Mommy Tincture, a super mom blogger who we were in conversation with. In the next episode, we will get another blogger with us and we'll chime with her as well. Till then, keep listening to Chimes Radio, keep listening to our podcasts, and keep enjoying this journey called parenthood. This is Manika. Stay safe, stay healthy, have a lot of fun. Bye-bye. Chimes Radio.